I would like to pose more some comments, and probably if the delegation feels the need to reply again and to fill in with additional information, this would be appreciated as well. I stayed a little bit longer on the definition of the victim because for us this is very important. I expressed previously that the definition of the victim is quite a novelty in our convention because it's broadening the definition, including not directly the subject of enforced disappearance, the person, the victim, but also any individual that has some harm from these acts. And an individual includes not only relatives, even a friend may be, let's say, victim of an enforced disappearance. We have seen that this approach has not been, let's say, widely embraced by all legislation. That was the reason of trying to understand better your position, and I'm pleased to hear from you that your assessment is that your framework is completely in line with the convention. But our aim is to not to be assured only, but to understand better. And I believe that after this dialogue, we will go out from this room having learned more from your legislation, but you as well having learned more from our interpretation of the convention. So it will be both sides that will be benefiting from this exercise. And if you will have more time, my direct question would be like that. More concretely, if a friend of a victim of enforced disappearance in the future, you mentioning that there has no been cases like that, but this is the aim of the convention also, to be a little bit more forward-looking and to be preventive. If a friend comes to your court and not only asks for reparations, is he entitled to do this? But it's not only linked with the reparation, it is linked also with the position of the victim in all phases of investigation, judgment. Is he entitled as well? Does he have access to your courts if he so claims to be a victim of this crime? You have mentioned for your promise to settle a kind of fund for victims, and you are mentioning that it's not easy, and we understand that. Of course, there are different treaty bodies that are interested on that issue, and you mentioned the Committee Against Torture. But I don't see personally very much linked your argument that you are waiting for approvement of the law in order to set up that fund. Is more convinced, as you have rightly mentioned, that there are difficulties. You have asked support on that. So I still encourage you to continue, although we'd be very happy to see the law in place as soon as possible. But you does not mean to make a separate fund for cases of enforced disappearance. It's important that the victims have the right of reparation in whatever condition, and is the obligation of the state to secure that. In relation with Article 25, I should clarify our position that, of course, we have seen your relevance. We position that, of course, we have seen your relevance with other article of abduction, but the convention is clear on that. On that